shiur with the question that we asked at the end of yesterday's shiur, of last week's shiur. There seems to be a contradiction, which I thought of myself, and I found it later in the they called the Yalkut Mefarshim of the Hadras Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, between Reish Nun Gimel and Reish Nun Ches. And Reish Nun Gimel, and both come from the same source, from the Prima Godim, ultimately perhaps even from the Mogan Avram. And that is, how do we compare an empty pan with a full pot? In Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Prima Godim has a teretz which is made famous by the Bi'al Lacha. We'll see soon how he quotes it, not exactly word for word, but certainly made famous by the Bi'al Lacha, which he even gives it an editorial endorsement. B'tuv Tam, to answer the apparent steer, if you open up to page 170, 171, there are opposing pages that seem to be contradictory. In Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel, page 170, Shulchan Aruch says, Amashkin baboker v'rosh, ha'ekdicho tavshilo v'yorah pen yaktiach yoseh, yochel l'hosel aniach kedero yishona reikonis al pi akira, v'z yosem ha'kedero sh'atavshil v'socha al gabi ha'kedero ha'reikonis, v'yizoyer, shlo yosem kederos al gabi karka, you have to don't put it down. If you put it on the floor, then Rabosai, it's all over. Why is it all over? Because it's not no longer called Hachzara, it's called Hanocha Mitchila, which is prohibited even on a covered fire. Okay, it's Pashup Shat, the inverted pan. It's just a plain old blech. Sif Hei, however, says, Mutaliten Lotes al Pikaderas Chamed B'Shabbos Tavshush and Itzbashim Mir B'Shabbos called Sarko. You don't go in Panadish V'Chayotze Behem. Sounds like it's mutter to do it even what we call mitchila. There's a kasha that's raised by the Bi'al Lacha on Siv Gimel V Zoher. Mechaber Soser is Atzmo. Come on to pay goes to Rashba. Mut litel lechatchila b'Shabbos. Right? And here he's only allowing it if he didn't put it down. So he quotes at the end, what he calls a teretz b'tuv tam, which is given by the Prima Godin. This is again for those who want to see it inside. It's on page 170, towards the end of the Bir Halacha. Achra matzasi b'Prima Godin, which is do a kusha b'tuv tam, b'hu. It's the last six lines. The besifesh aribel medes agabi kederes chamin otav shel lo nechshav klal komen agabi kira. Consider this as if it's not in the fire. Oh, we'll get to that. That phrase is not in the Prima Godim. We'll get to that later. Finished. Adka. Right? This is, you know, an empty pan. It's just a crooked blech. And a full pot, that's a whole different story. What's the nature of the different story? So the lashon of the Bi'al Lacha is a very powerful lashon which is non-existent in the source. Namely, he says, Lo nechshav klal ka'omer al gabi akira. It's if it's not in the kira at all. Because it's on a different planet, so it's on a full pot of food. This is the famous Bi'al Lacha, the famous Prima Godim. Fine. However, in Reish Nun Ches, something which is off the beaten path, most of us don't even look there, I happened to chance across it once, page 176, this is exactly the reverse. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutal dihaniach bivod yom kli sheyesh badavar kal gabi kedei rechama, she'ein ze ketomi bidavar mosef hevel, says the Bi'al Lacha, what if the kedei rechachtona is al gabi ho'esh, then what? If a eatmanu problem, if there's no begadim, yesh lezeh din shihui. Shi means that we call shihia. Vitzorach shihia da davar kar nizbashal kemacha ben rusoi mibod yom according to the Rav of the Ramah Reish Nun Gimel. So I said Mogan Avram and the Prima Godim. Wait a minute. Here it's exactly the reverse. When it comes to Friday, we're suggesting that when it comes to a full pot on the fire on Friday, the simple reading of the Bi'al Lacha is, has to be Malcha Ben Drusoy Mibod Yom. We pass him back a Reishon and Gimel that if it's on an empty pan or blech before Shabbos, it need not be. I repeat, it need not be Kamacha ben Drusoy Mibol Jom. Macha ben Drusoy Mibol Jom, according to Apsak Lachananya works, even if it is not on a covered fire. If it's on a covered fire, Poshup Shat, the Chol HaDeis for Poshup Shat is that there's no need for it to be Macha ben Drusoy. Comes out that a simple old-fashioned blech is better than a pot full of food. That's in Reshit and Ches. Whereas in Reshit and Gimel, it's the other way around. We saw the Tuf Tam, that a full pot is better than an empty pan. Which one is it? That was the kasha, which I thought was my own original kasha, so I found it in print in Hadras Kodesh. And the answer I suggested was, it all depends where you're coming from. Are you coming from the perspective of Nirik and Mavashel, or from the perspective of Shemi Yechatev v'Gachol? Clear in Reish Nun Gimel that the Mechaber is going with the Mahalach of Nirik and Mavashel. And there's no Nirik and Mavashel when it's on top of a pot full of food. So that's the Mechaber Beferish going from the Rashba. That's great. But, Rabosai, if it's simply an empty pan, then it is Nirik and Mavashel. And that's exactly why Hanochem Metchil is also on a Blech, because it's Nirik and Mavashel. This is in Reish Nun Gimel. Excellent. But in Reish Nun Ches, there is no Nirik. We're talking about Friday. You're allowed to be Mavashal Mamash on Friday. We're only discussing what? The question of Shemi Chata Begacholim. Right? You put it there now, you're Mechata Begacholim on Shabbos, as we spoke about last time. But here, it's the other way around. Inverted pan or blef, because it's unusual, it's not usually there. That's a good hecker. We remind you not to do anything, not to stoke the coals to adjust the fire. So it works. But an ordinary pot on the fire, a full pot of cholent or soup, whatever, that's no hecker. It's there all the time. Ma'isim b'chol yom, doesn't remind me of anything. That's why it won't work. That's why it has to be kamachal ben nusoy, kamachal ben nusoy. Even if it's no covering with mekel, that's the pshat and the way to answer the stira in the prima gun. Okay, that's what I thought. There's a problem. There's a problem with this teretz. We'll come to it later. Let me show you the problem already right now. That's the Mogen Avraham. In Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkaton Lamed Gimel. You want to give it a look? Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkaton Lamed Gimel. Page 128 on the top. It's going on the Panadish that we just read in Sif Hey. Says the Mogen Avraham. Umishimchitu inami leka lemigzar she'en derech pishul bekach fishakzera mafsekas magid mishnah perek chav beis halacha dalet. This is not the case. The magid mishnah does say ein derech pishul bekach fishakzera, that he does say that. The magid mishnah does say what the magid mishnah does not discuss at all is mishum chitu inami leka lemigzar. Those words are not found anywhere. It's just not found there. They're not found. Why are they not found? For a simple reason. The Magen Mishnah, being a Talmud of the Rashba, learns that the reason Achzar is Asur is because of Derech Bishul and Nirik and Mavashal. He's not concerned about Chitui once it reaches Macha Ben Drusoy. So he never raised the issue, so he never gave an answer to the issue. This is misleading Magen Avraham. He says, well, the Magen Mishnah said not true. He never talked about chitui. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham independently at least says that if it's on a pot full of fire, there is no problem of Shem Yechat Begachol. Okay, he said so. Why is it so? Apparently, I can give very good pshat, Magen Avraham, because it's true that it's normal to have a pot of soup on the fire. It's not normal to put a piece of kugel on top of the pot of soup. When do you do that last? At least 6 days a week. When you put a piece of kugel on top of a pot of soup. So it's still a hecker. True, the pot of soup is often there, but now it's a piece of kugel on top of it. So I can understand very well what the Mogen Avraham is saying. Fits it very nicely. It's such a good svara, Rabbi Osai, that the Alter Rebbe, in Siman Reish Nun Ches, in fact, argues on the Prima Gadol and says that Shehiyah's mutter on the top of a full pot, and we're not afraid of a chidim b'gacholim, and you don't require kamacha ben rusoy, because the Magen Avraham Svara makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. Now, Rabosai, before we get back to the Magen Avraham, let's take a step backwards. Our opening position was that according to the Mechaber, the reason for the Surah is Nirikim Mevashel, was according to the Ramah, the reason for the Isur of Hachazara is Shem Yechata Begachol. Should come out, the Chora, that the whole Heter of Kedera Gabe Kedera shouldn't work for you and for me. It's Ashkenaz. Mechaber is a Sfarim, they hold. It's a question of Nirikim Mevashel. Boom! Ein derech bishul b'kach, b'chavas lashon, on daf in Sipei, quoting from the Rashi. But for us, we're worried, even though it is machal ben besoy, we're still worried about Shem Yechata b'gacholim. So at first glance, what should come out, at least according to the Prima Gaudin, that it should be no good, because he should be afraid of Shem Yechata b'gacholim. The same as he's afraid on Friday, if it's less than machal ben besoy, we should be afraid on Shabbos, even if it's beyond Machal Ben Rusoi, with respect to Hachzorah. Shema Yechata B'Gachol. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch says so. At least according to one day in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look, please. Shin Yud Ches. Give a look, please. Shin Yud Ches. Siv Zayin and Ches. He actually says it twice. Shin Yud Ches, Zayin and Ches. Page 145. Yesh Mefarshim, the Adeshar Laniach Kli, Sheyesh Bodavar Chama, Gabi Kedera Hatmuna, that's the Mekila. V'yesh mefarshim shim kli atachn aleish kli olam asur. There it is. According to one opinion, in fact, it is asur. That's one opinion. Okay. One opinion is a very, very important opinion. So we should follow that opinion according to the logic which we expressed earlier. Siv Ches repeats again. Laniach, page 146. Laniach davar kash in his bashel kol tzorka al gabi mechem shal gabi yesh. Yesh omim. Which is permissible. It's too far. It's like opposite the fireplace, which is permissible. The Yeshua on the fifth line, there you go. Says the Mechaber, V'risho Nira'ika. Oh. So the Mechaber himself, he said, L'shitas, says V'risho Nira'ika. The Ramah should ask him. By the way, why the Mechaber said V'risho Nira'ika over here, and back in Siv Zayin, he didn't say V'risho Nira'ika. Same Machlech is repeating. In Siv Zayin he started, and Siv Ches he takes sides. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. We'll come to it shortly. Now, the problem is, we have suggested that it should come out according to Ramot's also. If you look at the care of the Dak and Moshe, I'm not sure we have it here, so the core of the tour. Kedera gabe kedera is awesome. Taka Moshe quote. Quote what we said before, if there are more, it's also Mishem Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. And if the Prima Gaudim is correct, we have to worry about Shem Yechata B'Gacholim on the top of a full pot, which is his Pesach when it comes to Erev Shabbos, then put two and two together, we should reject the Heter of Kedera gabe kedera, except in the stricter point of view in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Yud Ches Zayin and Ches, as the Ramah himself writes in Dark and Moshe, in Sivkot and Beis, go to the tour. So maybe that's what the Prima Gaudim is going to have to say. But the Ramah is quiet over here in Reish Nun Gimel. Sifhei doesn't say anything. He's relying on what he wrote in the Dark and Moshe, Sivkot and Beis, and what the Mechab himself said in Shinyut Ches in two places. Maybe. I want to go further and say that even if you assume the Het of Kedera B'Kedera works, it would not work when it comes to a double boiler. What's a double boiler? Anyone know what a double boiler even is?
Water inside of it.
Correct. Water in the bottom pot, and you put a top pot in. Remember when we got married, this was a while ago, so we had a set of pots that my aunt bought us, and I said to my wife, this pot is broken. Why? Because there was no flat bottom to it. So she starts to laugh at me. What about pots? I don't know too much more. All these years later, she explained to me it's a double boiler, and the top is inserted into the bottom, and it's not supposed to have a flat bottom. It's a round bottom, and it's inserted. People melt chocolates there, they steam vegetables there. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So some people in the kitchen, I stay out of the kitchen, but those who are in the kitchen, no, it's called a double boiler. So Rabbi Ida writes, this will not be able to be considered for the heter of Kedera Gabi Kedera. For a simple reason. It is there, Bishu Bekah. That's how you steam the vegetables. That's how you melt or cook the chocolate. Fine. So it cannot work. Truth is, Rabosai, the Ran has an additional svara, which would help. That additional svara is quoted in the Bir Halacha, which just came from. To save time, instead of reading the Ran, we'll read it in the Bir Halacha, Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel, which just came from there. He quotes a svara from Rabosai. Look carefully, please, inside. Matasi b'dogel mervava, that the mechaber lies upon the Ran. What does the Ran say? The cave and chain panadish, was a little one by the panadish. Ain panadish darko lefoso agabi kira, yesh lachal b'ze ayin shah. Utocha goro, the mechaber lo svile klal shidas around the dina, as the Magen Avraham says, etc., etc., etc. What does that mean? The Ran says, it's not so much a function of whether you ever use this system for cooking ever. That's what the Rashi said. If you never cook the agave kedera, it's mutter. The Ran was much more specific. The Ran said, if you don't normally cook this particular food in this kind of a system, we can be maker. The Biolacha doesn't like it because, as he claims, the Mechaber denies it. I'll show later that he's right, but the Rambam accepts it. We'll come to that later. But if that's true, then a double boiler can work for chicken. You don't cook chicken. Am I correct? You don't cook chicken in a double boiler.
Unless you want it raw.
Unless you want it raw, yeah. It's not going to work. Right, exactly. So therefore, for a chicken, you'll be able to heat it up in a double boiler if you're going to rely upon the Ram. We could say another pshat in the Heter of Kedera Gabi Kedera, that it's viewed as cooking the bottom, and what's on top is only incidental. That's not going to work for double boiler either, because double boiler, the water goes poured into the sink. You don't drink that water, so therefore it wouldn't work. Absolutely wouldn't work if that's the case. It wouldn't work because it's used for that. This would also knock out the kedera blech or the unblech. You know what I'm talking about? They have this system where they buy these two pieces of metal and you put water in between, and the water goes into the sewer at the end and down into the sink. And some poskim say it's gavaldik. It's there. Got a kedera. In my opinion, no, because in this particular case, the water in the middle is just thrown into the garbage. Again, according to the this explanation, it would not work. Rav Moshe holds like me, because Rav Moshe has the steam tables. What's wrong with steam tables? It has, it's coming up with steam. It's kedera gabe kedera. So presumably the answer is no. That water is going to be thrown into the sewer. You cannot say that the main thing is cooking is the water. That water is not being used. Awesome. I'm told now there's a new thing called a Pella Plata. Everyone hear it?
Yeah.
You seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. A Pella Plata, I was told, is simply an urn with a spigot to take out the water to make tea, but it's simply made in the shape of a box. So therefore, it's very much easier than an urn. An urn's hard to put things on top. It's going to fall off. It's narrow. It's not level. It's a flat box on top. In my opinion, that's good. That's how different today I got it there. Because there, the water in between is going to be used for your tea. Now, so far we said, the whole Kedera Gabi Kedera, even in its classical case, should be no good. Despite the Mechaber being Matrimit in Reshit and Gimel Hei, he asks it in two places in Shin Yud Ches, and if we follow the Ramah, we should answer it. L'chora. We should answer it. At the end of the day, though, I'm going to come back with a comeback. I believe my comeback is a valid comeback. Before going further, we had mentioned the language of the Bir Halacha here in Reish Nun Gimel Gimel. We use an expression, if it's Kedera, Gabi Kedera, what did he say? Lo nechshav klal ka'omen al gabi kira. That cannot be true. Because the Prima Gadim asked it on Friday, Reish Nun Ches. It's less than Tamacha ben Besoy, but not on the fire. So you look at the Prima Gadim, he never used that expression. The Halacha went a little too far in quoting it. I'll show you the Prima Gadim inside in a few moments. Just want to let you know. Nonetheless, the Hefter of Kedera Gabi Kedera is only through, not just Ender of Bishul Bekach, I'll do it upside down, backwards and forwards, has to be through indirect heat as well, as the Chazanish says. Indirect heat. It means the fire cooks up the water cooks up the food, and it's not Derech Bishul Bekach. You have both going for you. then according to the Mechaber at least, is a legitimate heter of Kedera, Agabi Kedera. So far the Ramah, if the Prima Gadim is right, can't accept it. Be patient. Rabosai, it's important to understand that the distinction between Gimel and Hay that we had the Prima Gadim with Tuf Tam with us, and we had the Dogal Merava in the way that the Mechaber did not like, is a third way to answer it, which is in the Machtes HaShekel here in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Koton Lamid Dalet. Please turn. Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Koton Lamid Dalet, Machtes HaShekel. On page 128. The steer is in Gimel and Hay. Lamid Dalet is in Hay. How do you answer the steer? Panadish, yesh bo lechem ofui, ubasa betocho tzolui. Okay, it's talking about something which is solid. I think it's really a lamed gimel what I'm looking for. Hold on a second. I'm looking in the wrong place. Oh. Thank you so much. Yeah, you have good eyes. Lamed dalet is in the machta shek. I'm on the wrong page. 129, I'm not in 128. Thank you so much. Is it 120? No, it's one second. Oh, it's 128. All right, I'm looking too far down. Thank you. It's very high up. Machna Shekel in this edition, it's right on top. Different editions have it in different places. He quotes his kashim in the Tosefta Shabbos. How do you reconcile Gimel and Hey? What's the answer? Lefi Mashik. Hosef Magad Avraham Shin Chesiv Kodem Chavov Osi Shapi. Let's put one finger over here. You know what? We'll save time. We'll just go straight. Shekasa, davka davar yove she'ein bo morok mutter b'chaygav nafilu lechatchila. Avolo b'davar she'esh bo morok afilu hucham. That's how he answered the steer in the mechaber shin yud ches. Why in one place did he take sides? One place he didn't take sides. Here's the answer. If it's solid, he took sides l'kula. If it's liquid, it's unresolved. Solid is more cal than liquid. Even if the liquid is hot, doesn't matter. Solid is more cal. V'yim kain. Osi shapir hoy de sif gimel the mashma de marid v'yesh bo morok. It's a chum which is gradually burning out, but meanwhile there's still some liquid there. Therefore, Rabosai, your machmir, if you put it down, you can't put it back again. But in sif hey, which is dry kugel panadish, you can put it down and put it back again. What a brilliant answer by the Machta Shekel, based upon the Mogan Avraham, Rabosai, in shin yud ches sif katan chavov. Who, in using the same logic, distinguishes between Sif Zion and Sif Ches and Shin Yud Ches. On this basis, Rav Avadya and Yechav Adas, and he's found him here. Rav Avadya, Yechav Adas, it's too bad. He's a kula. Chelik Beisim and Mem Hei, he's matir to put hot food on a blech. Pulls it dry. If it's not dry, it's also anyway, because of a Bishlach HaBishl. But if it's dry, he's matir it. Of course, the question becomes, what do you mean you're matir? What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says it's grufa k'tuma. We pass in hanochal b'tchila is aser. What's Rabbi going to do with the Gemara? So I never knew. So I found in Yalkut Yosef, when it came out, he explained, you know, that's written by Rabbi Avadya's son. He explained what his father meant in Yechav Adas Chelik Be'ez, which came out earlier. Here in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Koton Tes, in Yalkut Yosef, he says as follows. In the olden days, it was a derech once in a while to cook on an eish ketuma, on a covered fire. That's why anochem b'tchil is aser, because of nirek and mevashel. But to cook on top of all blech, unheard of. Never happens. Ein aderach mevashel of klal, and it's mutal lechatchil. Ach, chiddush gadol. I have to say, that later poskim said that Rav Avadya's vort is a very nice vort, for Sfardim, who followed the mechaber, and the Magen Avraham explained the mechaber that way. But the Magen Avraham himself didn't pass it that way. He was passing, there's no difference between solids and liquids, and therefore he simply rejects that teretz. So therefore we cannot accept it. We must accept the Prima Gadim. distinguishes not between solid and liquid, distinguishes between a full pot and an empty pan of blech. As a matter of fact, take a look in the Mogen Avraham, Resh Nun Gimel, Sifkot and Lamed Vav. It's right up here in front of us, 129. What did it say? Vulvash and Stana Legamri. Vahafilu Bedova She'ein Bo Morok, the less famous Shem Bishel, if it's dry, there's no Bishel Acha Bishel. Nonetheless, Oster and Nitzdane, why? Tahavale Kemeniach Lekira Lechatchila B'Shabbos Oster. Lowitiru Ela Chazara. Rabosa, we saw on the Aflamet Chesem Adbeis last week, if you put something down, if you don't have in mind to return it, it's called Nochem Etchila. Rabosa is another Chiddush. If it's cold, by definition, it's Bot Lashir Rishona, it's called Nochem Etchila. Everyone with me so far? Mefurash Shemogon Avraham, right over here in front of us, Simon Reish and Gimel, Steve Koton Lamed Vov. Finished. Okay. So therefore, we have to accept this halacha and reject the what the Mogen Avraham said according to the Mechaber in Shinit Ches Vav Zayin and Ches. We don't accept the halacha. But here's the problem, Rabbi Osai. Where did the Mogen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, get it from in Sifkot and Simon Reish and Ches? He got it from the Mogen Avraham. Let's take a look and see if we have it. The Mogen Avraham and Reish Nun Ches. I think we have it. Give me a second. 135, perhaps. 135. It's right in front of us. We're going to circle. What did it say? Mutalosis v'yom klishes v'kaderah davakal gabi kaderah chama. Mogen Avraham. V'im ha-kaderah ha-tachtona omedes al gabi ho-esh. Yesh lo din shihui. Remember that word? The Prima Gadim quoted it verbatim. And the Bialacha from there. Yesh lo din shihui. And what does that mean? What do you mean? Yesh lo din shihui. And therefore what? Says the Prima Gadim on the next page, 136, unnumbered here. There's Yesh lo din shihui. Al pi adrochem shenizbar v'simen resh nun gimel. Seif Aleph. It has to be Malcha ben Dusoi. Prima Gadim understood the Mogen Avraham that way. Right? But that's the case, Rav Osai. We have significant problems. The steer is not going to be a steer within the Mogen Avraham himself. What's Mochamer? A Kader Malaya or Kader Reikonis? So let me give you my answer. The Alter Rebbe we quoted before said that he wants to be lenient that Shehiya on a Kedera Malaya is Mutta even if it's not Macha Ben Dusoi, because a Kedera Malaya is no less than a Reikonis. Why? As I told you before, although the pot is there 6 days a week, now with a piece of kugel on top of it. He says, I'm sorry, I'm going against the Mogen Avraham. Let me tell you a Chiddush. He's not against the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham was misread, in my opinion, by the Prima Gadim. All the Mogen Avraham meant when he said Yesh lo din shihui was to the exclusion of din hatmana. Both sides. The whole point over here in Reish Menches is it considered to be shihia or is it considered to be hatmana? The Mechaber says so. She'ein ze ketomim bedova hamosif hevel. Why? Because it's open on top. So the Mogen Avraham said it's considered shihia. It's not considered to be hatmana. He never meant it's considered shihia to require Machal Ben Dusoi. He never meant it. Lo hoyed v'arme olam. He never meant it. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Machta Shekel over here, in Reish Nun Ches, there's a whole Arichas over here. I can't read you the entire thing. It's done, again, on this unnumbered page, which is what, really 136. He says, so when he says Shia, all he means to say is not considered to be Hatmana. That's all he means. Doesn't mean any more than that. But, Rabbi Osai, there's no need for, there's no problem, even if it's less than Machal Ben Dusoi. You know why? Because a full pot will also prevent Chita B'Gacholim. Who said so? The Mogen Avraham himself, that I showed you before, calling his Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah never said it, but the Mogen Avraham said it. So therefore, it seems to me that not only is the Alter Rebbe right, but he is so right that even the Magen Avraham is like him. Not the way the Prima Gadim read the Magen Avraham. So come to the bottom line of both sides, the Baruch Hashem, even Ashkenazim, allowed to use the Kedera Gabba Kedera. Because why? Because according to what we said now, there's no Prama Shem Yichata Begachom. You want to be Makra for the Prima Gadim? Bivak Hashem. I'll give you a simple answer. Use the Kedera, Agabi Kedera, Agabi Blech. So the Kedera Agabi Kedera will take care of the what? Of the Nurek and Mavasho. And the what? And the Blech will take care of Shem Yichata Begachom. Or it was a Pella Plata or an urn where there's no possibility of Chivta Begachol. It's also going to work. Adkan for the Machmir. But it seems to me, Hikar Adin, the Magen Avraham meant what the Alter Rebbe said, consistent with what he said elsewhere, and not at the Prima Gadim. Adkan. I have to tell you that I'm a little bit upset with the Shemir Shabbos Kilchos. He has a Chiddush here, which is a big Chiddush, which, you know, although he has great Gedolim to back him up, I'm not ready to jump in with him yet. We have Shemir Shabbos in the back, correct? I think it's printed all here somewhere. Where's Shemir Shabbos? It's not here? Until the middle, it's before the Mishabu. I'm sorry. Shemir Shabbos, where are you? Oh, here we are. Let's try page 80. Hold on. 81. What did you throw over here? It says like this. Kedera reikonis o tzalachas mateches al gabi oish v'yaniach es a kedera oleho. If you're in a pinch, you can do that. How can that be? So in Kuf Yud Beis, quotes a bunch of sources. A bunch of sources. He wants to be matirik. And then he says, Vav Ayin Ayin. What's Vav Ayin Ayin? The Ayin Ode. Simulation of Gimel Siv Gimel B'Alocha. The Ayin Ode means a conflicting view. As he writes at the very beginning of the Sefer. A conflicting view. Seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that the Shemir Shabbos voted wrong. He quotes a bunch of Mekulis and V'ayin Od on Abir Alach. But if you look very carefully, all the sources that he quoted, which are Mekil, are based on a singular Kula. What is that? It's based on the world famous Ran, which we haven't discussed yet. The Ran, I don't think we discussed it yet. The Ran says that all these Chumas of Hanocha Metchila that we spoke about are limited to a unique case, which you remove the pot before Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos. Then and only then is it a problem. But as long as the food was on the fire when Shabbos came in, then all the problems of Bitl Anocha Rishona, Shia Rishona do not apply. The Ramah quotes this Ran and says that some follow it, but you better shouldn't follow it. The Shemir Shabbos himself says you better shouldn't follow it. So how can he base over here what he's writing on that basis of all those other Mishnah Berurahs, which are based on that Ran, when he himself said he surely shouldn't follow the Ran unless it's an absolute emergency? So therefore, I would rather go with the V'ayin Od, Resh Nun Gimel B'Alocha, which is said not in accordance with that Ran, which would lead to the conclusion that you may not put food directly back from the refrigerator on an inverted pan. And all those sources that said yes are referring to cases in which the food was on the fire when Shabbos came in, and you're relying on the so-called Ran, and the Mishnah Berurah himself says it's a Ramosis, you really should rely upon it, and therefore I'm not a fan of this Kula in the top of page Tesvav here in the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchos. I'm not a fan. However, he tries to make it better. Here we are, Rabosai, a little further back on page 79. 79. Here's what I just said. This is Oschaf on top. Uvu di Eved, the Hainu Kshev Mishum Akpodal, Anema Besiva Kodem, Lo Yiel, Lo Machal Cham, the Shabbos at all. Eshmokal Lahoki, Lo Lahachzim, Al Takli, Agabi Esh, Gamim, Hainichom, Yodav, Lo Evdat, Lo Lahachzim, Lo Esh, Vuhu, Shaochal, Shabbakli, Mavusha, Kotsoko, Lo Nistan, Lagamim, Vigama Esh, shall gabel yachzirenu temechusa ve'asbes with a blech. What's the source for this din? Samach Vav. This is the Siv Beis Barama, and you really shouldn't rely upon it. You shouldn't rely upon it. Ro lahachmir nicha gavikarka. So the last two lines now. Column 1 and page 79. V'tov yaseh him yaniach talachas hafucha mitachas lakdera. V'tov mizeh lahavenes hakedera agave kedera acheres meleah Hashem nas agavesh. Oh, that's the holidays. That's kedera agave kedera. But if you can't do that, put an inverted plate on top of the covered fire. You know, there's an expression, tovu mashnayim menechot. Goes on an assumption, two covers are better than one. And my rabbi said, one cover, two covers, 100 covers, the princess and the pea, doesn't matter how many covers there are, it's all the same thing, accomplish nothing by putting an extra cover in. Where did the Shmirah Shabbos get it from? I would say for sure, it shouldn't be allowed. What's the difference if it's one cover, if it's two covers? We have over here, on page 87 and 8, where the commentator of Shlomo Zalman commenting on this. he gives the explanation. Everyone see? It's the last 87 going to 88. Davkam hemet es akadera reikonis al gabi ho'esh guluya. That's the problem. Two covers, not one. Odiv tvei. For sure, the chulam of shakdei rekonis. Okay, who are the nami legabe? Next page. Salachas afuch al gabe kiruv v'gduma. Ad kan dvarov. This is quoting from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, that's what he means. Okay. Re'ei l'shona be'alocha anal. Shakdera Rekonis Omedis Rak Listom Asachom Akira, Nasakira Rak Dorafakotum. So Rav Neubert is saying, if you have an additional cover, then that makes it automatically better. Again, my rabbi was opposed to this principle. What's the limit is covered once or covered twice? I'm just letting you know what it says over here in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos V'Chosa and why it is said. Okay? Any questions before we start, before we go to the second part of the Shia? Finish part one. Yes? That's next week. The warming room gets a little bit today, but hot place is next week. And you have to come next week. So everything's going to be awesome until next week. If you don't come next week, you're going to end up with Shalom Bayis problems. So you have to come, make sure to come next week. Okay. There is a complex sugi which I have to just touch on briefly. I can't go into it in great detail, but let's turn to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the Gemara on page 2, I believe it is. Of the source sheet. Okay, everyone with me so far? Page 2. It's the first wide line. Iboyalahu, Mao Lismoch. What about Smicha? Rashi, Mao Lismoch, about 8 lines up. Kedera Eitzel Dolphin Akira, below Grifa. Shakira Mital Telesi, Umishmoshivim Osal Gabe Karaka. So you're going to put it not on top or in, but rather on the side. Toch of a gabasa of this of Shabbadami. O Dilmaloshna. Psh. Dilmaloshna. Says the Gemara. Toshma. Shtei kiras amasimos. Achas grufa k'tuma v'achashen grufa k'tuma. Mashin al gabi grufa k'tuma. Okay. And this brace is quoted more fully earlier on, which is what it's bracketed. They ain't mash now shana grufa vena ktuma. Okay. And Beis Hillel say, af mafzirin. Keep that in mind. That's the end of that brace that's quoted on top. Okay. Now we have the Toshma, as we said before. The af al gav, the fourth wide line, the kasolik le havla me'idach. That's a riot we can be made up by smicha. No. Still, Mishani Hassan, the Kevin, the Medallia, Shalit Ba'avira. So if you pick it up, it's not the same as it on the floor right next to the Kira. My Havi Allah, towards the last four lines of the page, Toshma, Kira Shizikur, Begevus of the Eitzim, Somchala, Vein Mekayim, and Elkin Rufuk Tumah. So, Mefurash of Gemara, the Maskana is what? Somchala. We're Mekel. We're making. Says Tosfos, Toshma Kirish is a Kua. Umasat the Shari Lismoch. Okay. There's a slight technical problem. Mikomokom and Lilmo, the Mikan Lismoch, if the Ash, the Shani Hocha, the Dolphin Akir Mafsik and Elamesh. I've done a Dolphin Mafsik. Okay, the Tosfos says yes, the Mordechai says no. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say explicitly which way or the other. The Magen Avraham is Machma like Tosfos. Fine, so far so good. Rabosai, we already pointed out the Pigmach Lokas had a pasim in this shalot. We mentioned the shalot last week. Let's chatter it again. Chananya versus the Rabbanan. Chananya's Mekel. Once it's Machal ben Dusoy, you can put it on before Shabbos with no covering. And the Rabbanan disagree. Has to be Mvushal called Tzorka, or maybe even then some. Mastamik Virala. Fine. How do we paskin? This is the top Tosis, Lamad Zion. Lo'olam Emeloch Lachzot Tzachzotan Vichsura Mechzra. Shem de Kaimalon Kechananya Kemosha Farish. Dochik Lu'ukme Masnis and Kavasek. The Dochik Teretz in the Gemara could be passing like Chananya. The Rif says no. No. We paskin like the Rabbonin. How did he know? Take the Rabbonin Lakula. How did the Rif know the paskin Lachumra? Let's take a look on the Rif if you can find it. Here's the Rif over here. Want to see the Rif? Umistabralon the hachi hu maskana. Right, maskana lo yitan lo yisha mitak rabbanan. Afilu lishos is no good if it's not covered or if it's reached machal. If it's not covered, even if it reached machal ben dusoy. Again, umaskana lo yitan lo yisha hu afilu lishos igar v'katam in v'lo lo kosher nachzira. Umistabralon the hachi hu maskana like rabbanan against Chananya. Why? Because he barlu malismoch. What do you see? Shaminan, the Osel Dishos, the Gabi Kirish, and the Gufa Ketum. Only Smichas Mutter. But Abzara, but Nistina Al Gaba would be prohibited. That's what the Rif says. The Rif is Machmir. We don't understand what the Rif is talking about. We don't grab what the Rif wants. Why is the Rif saying that it's a riot to be Machmir from the question of smicha, malisma? That's no raya whatsoever. Why is it not raya whatsoever? Let's take a look over here. They say, the ones who are Mekel, that the Gemara Shav Smicha is talking about Achzara. Take a look at Tosis. Page 2. Mal Lismoch, the Ein Agrufa Kaboy, the Masnisen Lashos Tnan, Kaboy Lahashos Ulahavzir. The Lahavzir Tnan, the Shor Lashna Filtoch of Agaba, Boy Lahavzir Ulahashos Sechashin Mavushuk Machab and Rusoy. There's no proof, it can go on either one. So the Rif is very difficult. It's very schwer. How did he know that the riot, that the Gemara is referring specifically to a case of Shehiyah? And therefore the Gemara's conclusion that Shehiyah is only Mutter B'smicha and not Al-Gaba. No? Maybe it's talking about a case of Achzara, as Tosa suggested. We don't understand where the Rif got it from. I'm trying to find it in the Balamor proper. The Balamor said this, that the raya of the Rif is no raya. I guess a different print. Where is this Balamor? It's much earlier. Here we are. V'chol arayah is page 18. V'chol arayah she'evi arivzal is nothing. What's his first raya? This is the end of paragraph Ula Inyan, page 18 in the Balamor. Last four lines. He brought a raya mal lismach lo dada marayish b'zeh v'alayish shmicha b'chazara k'moche shmicha b'shehiya mal lismach hakadera b'chazara so the kirish and gufa k'tuma tocha v'gabu diyosav lismach v'shapar dami l'avzeh. What's going on over here? That's the problem. We don't understand fully what the Rif's Raya is. Palmot thinks it's absolutely no Raya. So the Ran defends it. We were just there before. The Ran is on page 21. It's a linguistic Raya. What's linguistic Raya? It's paragraph Raya Kamaisa on the right hand column. It's a linguistic Raya. What does that mean? He calls the Balamor. I is the problem. It's not by name. No. Afilu Hachi, the line starts. Alafehe. Came and Dama Tocha Vagabahu the Yasser. Parenthesis, Mishum de Enektuma. The Mashma Mishum de Enektuma Hu the Yasser. Tocha Vagabah. Mashma. The command Dama Lahashosnan. Nokale Lebayon. The Linin Chazara, Mari. Mayiria Enektuma. Afilu Viktuma Tocha Yasser. As if Chelbos is not Lamazayan. Loshana ala gaba ava betocha asr. What's a dig in the Lashon? Remember the dig in the Lashon. Couldn't have been chazor about chazara, because chazara is asr abosai betocha, even if it's ktuma, tocha is asr. It's only because it's not ktuma, it's a dig in the Lashon. So that's what the Ran explains. A Lashon. Okay. A Lashon. Or Sameach is a fundamental pshat. This is where I'm coming to a very important part. This starts the second part of today's shiur. Or Sameach says that whether smicha is a good litmus test for us. Smicha is only going to be a tzad lahokel, Rabbi Osei, quoted Or Sameach, from the perspective of Shem Yechata B'Gacholam. You're more likely to be Yechata B'Gacholam if your thing is directly on top of the fire, and if it's off to the side. From the perspective of Nirek and Mevashel, makes no difference. Nirek and Mevashel means it's near a fire. It's on top of the fire, it's near the fire. Let's say if you're raw food, you put it near the fire, got cooked. You certainly be chayev. So he can't make such a distinction. So writes the Or Sameach. If you think about it, the Tzlach already has this distinction between Hachzara and Shehiya, based on the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara said earlier, the Gemara seems to say that when in conjunction with this question of Smicha, it's not that we're going to Chumrah. Gemara said before. Brought various rayas. Gemara says, it seems to say, that it's us. May have Allah, that it's mutter. Says it's tzlach here. What's going on? Is it asr or mutter? Answer the tzlach. Depends what. Hachzara is asr, and shehiya is mutter. I've also said, this is beautiful. Tosis in the Balamor l'shitosam, and the Rif in the Ram l'shitosam. Tosis in the Balamor say, that Hachzara is also not because of Nirek HaMavash, this is last week's Shia, but rather what? Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. So therefore, Smicha by Hachzara could be Mutter. That's exactly what the Tosis in the Balamor said. But according to the Or Sameach, the Rif Ram L'Shitosam, that Hachzara is also why? Because of Nirek HaMavashel. And if it's Nirek HaMavashel, Smicha is not going to help whatsoever. Meridik. A meridik asvar. Much more to be said, but I'm out of time. I have to get to the next major point. Okay, listen very carefully to the next major point. Go to the Mogen Avraham, Rabosai, Resh Nun Gimel, Sivkoton He. Take a look. Again, I apologize, I can't go into all the prof. Resh Nun Gimel, Sivkoton He. This is a very hotly disputed source. It's on page 118. The Mechaber Rabosai here in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph says on line 4, Vafilu Eina Grufa Ktuma Mutter Lismoch Lokdera B'samoch Chutzala. Smichas Mutter. Quotes the Gemara. Gemara says Smichas Mutter. Says the Mogen Avraham, hey, Me'erev, on Friday, Ve'mavzirin le'olam el al gabe kira grufa, v'kol she'en mavzirin olav, en somal al b'shabbos. Haramba. Not surprised. Who does Rambam always follow in Halacha? Who's the number one person he follows? Who? Who? Huh? The Rif. Exactly the Rif. The Rif said that there's no way in the world to be matas smicha b'achzara. So Rambam said so. Mashma de Bishabbos, also lismoch the Eina Grufa. Thy boy begamor lama Zion lo havi ele be'erev Shabbos. That's exactly what Mechei Mashma Beriv. Exactly. Now here's, so far so good. Now comes the last line, which I both say is so much ink has been spilled over this line. Aval esvara hashniya shari afilu b'shabes k'moshe kosev ramah sov simenzeh. What does that mean? Even though he's saying over here that smicha b'hachzara, forget about it, it's only according to the first day, pasak the rabban and the rif. But according to the second day, according to Chananya, we can be making. But what is he really driving at? Says the, because it's not clear, Rabbi Osai, because you can do two different things on Shabbos. Rabbi Osai, opening part of the last week's Shia, what, we had three Yisurim. Shehiya, Hachzara, Hanacha. What's he talking about over here? Hachzara or Hanacha? Something, one of the two, in Mogen Avraham speak, depends upon the Machlokas Chananya Rabbanim. It's not clear which one it is. Take a look at Rabbi Osai and the Rabbi Kiveg. It's even circled over here on the bottom. 118, Kiveg. The Dava Merevava Kosov, Hainu Lismoch Tchila B'Shabbos. Hanacha Metchila is also according to the Rabosai, according to the first day. I will sum up Merev Shabbos, Mutala Havzir B'Shabbos, for Lismoch. It means the Raya from Shnei Kiris HaMasi, but I can't go into the Raya, so I just have more than enough time. The Dogon Berover says, B'mechilas kvo taras o eno kein, elakonas ha-kavonas ha-magon avram, v'lahach dea, v'lo kaimel kechananya, shidas ha-rif, v'chiyach kein b'dibor, v'ma lismuch ha-reshir ha-sura, v'bir ha-ran, that the rif holds, y'emisa d'mibor, v'lahach ze ech pashtina mi-abrais, v'beis kiris ha-masimos, ha-os v'mari b'shehiyah, v'dilma chazara chomer ayin sham, Im kein kaima hadin de chazara aser bismicha. The rif aser is not only the rif aser hanocha, he asks chazara too. Chazara too. No, so it's aser. So what's there? What's he being makel over here? So if you look on the end of the Rebbe Kiveg, it's as follows. We pass like the second day. Chananya. According to Chananya, Rabbi Osei, Chazara is mutter. Bedak for the last three lines. Bedera Chazara. Avalismuch lechatchila b'shabes. Lo. Kidamucha b'divir Ramos sov simen zeh. What does that mean? Ramos says, Ukfan is bar de nagul lehakal v'chule. What does that mean? Lakal Khule. That is the famous Ran and Ramah that we spoke about earlier. We'll take a look at it. We don't have time to read the Ran now. We'll see it in the Ramah itself. Ramah is in Simon Resh and Gimel, Siv Beis, Rabosai. Siv Beis, on page 124. There the Machabah said, if once the pot is put down, you cannot put it back. The Yesh Omrim, fourth line of Ramah. Because there all these chumas of the bittul hanocha v'shchir rishona, eino osur rak shenatolam and akir mibod yom, v'lo echzirat shechashecha. Avon lekocha misham mishechashecha, afil nicho gabekaka muta. Who said so? Ran, perikiro, it tells you what page it's on, etc. Says the Ramah, v'chein noagim lahokal b'tanurim mishalon eshnim kira, v'som chin atzol devir mekim, which is the Ran, but, says the Ramah, V'tov lahachmir. This Ran, really, you shouldn't rely upon it. You really shouldn't rely upon it. Why? Yud Beis and Shantaz. Ki Aran Kotav Kulazu. Vatosis Varosh Vanim Shach Nachrem. Los Filik. And I have to tell you honestly, the Ran didn't make it up. The Ramban made it up. The Ramban said Pshat Nirushalmi that way. Okay? But despite the great force of the Ran and the Ramban and the Pshat Nirushalmi, others learn the Shama differently and deny the entire Heta whatsoever. And the Ramah's Maskana is Tov Lahachmir. We should be Machmir, not rely upon this leniency. Okay. What is the nature of the leniency? What's Pshat? What's Pshat, Rabbi Osai? After all, isn't the Bavli against the Yerushalmi? So the Ran explained, he thinks, no, that the Bavli really is not against the Yerushalmi. We can defend this Nakuda. If it's on the fire from before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, even according to Shita Asha Bavli. How so? So we have to first see the Ran inside just to find out where this is. Well, let's see the Ran inside briefly. We can't read the entire Ran, but there's a Ran later on in the sugya. See? I'm on the right page. There's a Ran commenting on the Gemara, Rabosai, on Lamed Ches Omed Beis. Here we go. Page 24. It's even bracketed. The paragraph Umiyu. Big bold letters Umiyu. Let's read together. Umiyu Birushalmi. Rabosai, let's read together. Umiyu Birushalmi Mashma de Kolhani Plukta. Plukta means distinctions. Lesnu Elevisha Silka Miyagabi Kira Miyarev Shabbos. Lov Zirna Shechashecha. The Gassin and Hossam, not the Mibod Yom, Magazine Mibod Yom, not the Mishra Shem, not the Mishra Shem. Not the Mibod Yom, the Kiddush Lava Yom, yeah. Simon, Bar to Doi, Vashem Raboshi, and Menichal Asla Tatla. And it goes the whole discussion, back and forth, back and forth. Well, if he's there, the last few narrow lines in the run. Daka, Mishra Natala Mibod Yom, who down Machmarina and Chaznish said it's a misinterpretation of Rishalmi. He ran it as a run-on sense, it's supposed to be a different sense, not going to the whole Arichas. Chaznish thinks it's they read the Rishalmi wrong. They read the Rishalmi wrong. Fine. Keep this in mind. Now, Rabosai, what is the nature of this Chiddush? We know Hanocha Mitchila involves what we called Batla Shir Rishon. You're starting from scratch. What do you have to do to press the cancel button? Put it on the floor, not have in mind to return it. The Magen Rav says to have it cools down to room temperature. So according to this Ran, all of these chisrinus are only chisrinus if you took it off before Shabbos. Took it off before Shabbos, now Shabbos comes in, forget about it. You never plan to put it back on Shabbos. It's like a starting from scratch. But if it was on the fire when Shabbos came in, even if you put it down, and even if you cool it off, maybe, and even if you didn't have a mind to put it back, doesn't make a difference. It's not labeled as a brand new hanocha. It's labeled as a continuation. This is what the Ran says. Now, okay, I'm having to leave out many important things just to get to the main point over here. But the Ran says that if you put it down, if it was on the fire when Shabbos came in, even if you put it down, even if you didn't have a mind to return it, it's not considered to be Hanocha Betchila. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be Hachzor. Now Rabbi Kiva has a beautiful pshat, a beautiful gorgeous pshat in the Ramah. Let's chazer again. The Ramah is at the very, very end of Reish Nun Gimel. That's the Ramah Rabbi Kivega is referring to. Take a look, Rabbi Osef, please. The Ramah at the very end of Reish Nun Gimel is found over here on page 131. Ukfan is barash and nagul lahakel. Last four lines. Bechazara b'shabbes afilu inicha gabe karka. That's what we call the Ran. Who adin lismoch letaner she'eno garf v'katum. Ah, beautiful. He's comparing smicha to what? To Chazara Weinicha Gabe Karka. What does that mean? That means whatever you do on Shabbos, as long as it was on the fire on Friday and when Shabbos came in, it's not labeled as Hachnocha Metchila, it's labeled as Chazara. Two things will result, will emerge from not labeling it as Chazara instead of Hachnocha Metchila. One is permitted to put it back on a blech. That's the Ramon Siv base. But number two is it's Mutta Smicha Matana Shenagar Benekotim. Why? Because the Rabbi Kivega is right. Smicha is only Mutta by Hachzara, not by Hanocha. The reason why it's Mutta because the Ramon considers our Hanocha to be Chazara since it was on the flame when Friday night, when Shabbos came in and Friday night it turned into Shabbos. So it's a perfect comparison to Rabbi Kivega. I repeat, the Chiddush in the Ramah based on the Ran is that what you and I might consider to be Anocha Metchila, the Allah considers to be only a Chazara because it was on the fire when Shabbos came in, based on the Apshat and the Rishon. There's two relevant Nafkaminas. One, so you can now put it on the Blech. That's the Kula that the people have. They put it on the Blech, even though Rabosai, they had put it down and they never intended to return it. It was Butla Shir Rishona. No! There's no Bitl Shir Rishona if it was on the fire when Shabbos came in. That's the Kula of the Ran and the Yerushalmi, which Ramos said you shouldn't rely upon, but he said that the Minigas in some place to rely upon. Fine. That same exact Yisod, if it's on the fire on Friday, we're going to give it a status of Hachzara, not of Hanocha, will be relevant for Smicha, because Smicha is Mutter B'Shehiya, and yes, Mutter for Chazara, but also for Hanocha. But our Hanocha is treated as Smicha. That's exactly what Rabbi Kivega is saying, Pshat. It's a Gevaldik Pshat. I think it's a more correct Pshat. Even though it's going up against Major Gadol, the Dogel Merivova, and others, I still think that the Rabbi Kivega's Pshat is the superior Pshat. Superior Pshat. What do the Rishonim say about this? What are we hacking with us? What do the Rishonim say? Called the Ram is Gagach Le'esh. Look, please, in the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't mind, in the Sharatzion. Talks about this very point. If you don't mind, the Sharatian is in Simon Reishman Gimel Sif Aleph. Chof Aleph, I believe. Chof or Chof Aleph in the Sharatian, Reishman Gimel. He talks about these things. And he had Rishon, which others didn't even have. If you read the introduction to Mr. Brewer to a Sefer, I have many Rishon, he says, I have a big library. All right, take a look over here if you don't mind on page 165. So Mr. Brewer, the Shulchan Aruch writes over here on top. Shulchan Aruch writes on top. Mutolismoch lo kedera b'samachutzla. As we just saw before in the other Shulchan Aruch, we see now a second time. Tesvav mutolismoch lo yesh omrim deloch sharin and hocha kiyam asmicha b'erev Shabbos lashol simisha techshach. Okay? Who said so? You test. Chidusha b'kiveger b'kavonis anogon Avram. Aval kam achronim cholkan al zeh v'datam the chazara b'smicha mutar l'chulei alma. I feel the smicha lechatchila b'shabes yesh mekilim. So it's a shail. Chof, dogel meravava dimogan avram. V'chein isn dina b'sefer beis meir. V'chein kosa b'chidushi aran the sud aran b'shem ara'o. V'chein kosa b'tostaf lama zayin d'maschul mal. Okay. So far so good. Yesh mekilin chof alef beis meir anal v'gav mesek adavim rabba deshni ochem b'chidushi aran it's called the sudaran machmir b'zeh. Rabbo said what's the sudaran saying? That smicha is mutter b'hachzara but not b'hanocha. You know why? It goes back to last week's shir. The sudaran is going to be another man on our major list, what we call the centrist position. That we, I think we passed like this. I spoke to you last week by Riches. Who was that also on that list? The Rosh, the Balamor, and now the Suraran. I don't know his name, but it was a Rishi. What does he say? Havzara is also Shema Yechata Begacholim, like Tosfos against the Ran, but Hanocha is Asur because of Nir Kimavashel, like the Rosh and the Balamor, not like Atosis. That's the case, it's Gevaldik. Smicha's Mutter, whenever the reason is Shem Yechata Begacholim, Shia and Achzara, but Smicha's Asur, when the reason for the Yisr is what? Nir Kimavashel, the Hainu. Hanocha mitchila. I think it fits in beautifully. I think it's a correct shot. I think it's a correct shot. Our last point for today is tocha. What's the story with tocha? Take a look before us in the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara first, page 2. Just for a minute, see the Gemara, and then we'll turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Page 2. Towards the top of the page. Amar Abchel Bar Mavchama Baguri, about the 12th line. Amar Ab. Lo Shonu El Al Gabo. You can put it back on Gabo. Avo Letocha Osir. I Amit Bishlam El Hach Zitznan Hayin De Shoni Bein Tocha Al Gabo. I Amit Dishos Tznan Mali Tocha Mali Al Gabo. A whole discussion in the sugya. We pass in halacha lemaisa. The bottom line is a tocha is asur. Take a look, please, in the Mishnah Berura, Sifkat Nunches. Please, Nunches. That can be found on page 168. Sefer Shulchan Aruch on top. Sef Beis. Dafka Gaba. Avol Letocha Osir. Forget about it. Why? Nuches. The Kevin Shumamid the Socha Kederach Shemavashin Batodir Nirek Mevashel Rash Bavaran. So Tocha is worse because of Nirek Mevashel. That is Mazel Tov. Of course, the Rashba and the Ran are going to say that. The Rashba and the Ran are the ones who said, we mentioned it last week and earlier this week too. The Rashba and the Ran say that the reason for the Easter of Achzara is Nirek Mevashel. So of course, Tocha's Mochomer. Because it's even a bigger Nirek HaMavashel. The problem is, we just said a minute ago, we don't pass in like that. We pass in that Achzara is also why? Because of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. No. So Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, the question becomes, why that according to us, us means the middle of you, the Balamo, the Rosh, and the so-called Chedush Yaran, why according to us is Tocha Asr? Is Tocha Asr because it's Nirek HaMavashel? Or is Tocha Asr because it's a greater chance of what? Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. It's in, not just on top. How are we going to resolve this question? There are only three Jews in the world who could potentially resolve this question for us. What are their names? The Rosh, the Balamor, or the Sudoran. There's nowhere else to go. Can't bring me a raya from the Rashba and the Ran. Rashba and the Ran hold that Achzara itself is also because of Nirek HaMavashel. But we paskin avzar also because of Shem Yechate. Now you want to know, why is Tocha worse? Is Tocha worse because it's Nirek HaMavashel, as opposed to playing Chazar Al Gaba? Or is Tocha worse because the greater chance of Shem Yechate B'Gacholim? So you can only look at those three sources to find the answer. Well, Matzasi Eish She'ov Anashi. I found it. I couldn't find it in the Balamor. I couldn't find it in the Rosh. I found it in the quote Sudoran. Sudoran says, when it comes to Tocha, it's in there in the back, you can look up yourself. Asa Mishem Nirekim Avash. Nirekim Avash. And even the Balamor, although we don't see himself, the Ran, the real Ran, in his interpretation of the Balamor, also assumes this to be the case. That's the case, Rabbi Osai, and I end the shiur with this very important tukuda. What about a warming drawer? A warming drawer is tocha. You put it in. I get this question. Today I got this question. Not a day goes by. Everyone wants a warming drawer. Who has a warming drawer in his house? Nobody. Parents. Who's a warming drawer in his parents' house? Is there a bias in the five towns without a woman drum? That's not the question that I'm getting. I wonder. It's a pass. A new zach. You make it, you get a new kitchen. It's got what a map with a woman drum. I get questions. Mutter b'shabbos, also b'shabbos. So there are two issues to be discussed. The first issue is tocha. Tocha, you can't buy anything in tocha. Forget about it. But since we've just come to the conclusion that the reason why tocha is more chomer than agava is because of nirek and mevashel, there's room to be lenient by warming drawers. Why? Who cooks in a warming drawer? Nobody. It's not meant for cooking. It's meant just for reheating. So there's no nirek and mevashel. So we're left with one problem. A major, major, big time problem. What's that? Guys, are you awake? What are we afraid about? What? Shem yichata b'gachol. It's a major problem which exists by warming drawers more so than by typical fires. Why? Yes?
I was going to ask why. I mean, I've seen warming drawers. They have no dials, no knobs.
Any warming drawer that you've seen with no dials and no knobs and no adjustments, ashrecha. Munta. I've never seen such a thing. Who's ever seen, besides this gentleman, a warming drawer with no adjustments? When was it made? Oh, the Baba Rivka's Titan. Any warming drawer made in the last... Huh?
I think the one my parents have is made for Shabbos.
Ah, made for Shabbos. Ah, Gamaldik. Yisrael Kedoshim. They mamish patented a new warming drawer for Shabbos use only. I love it. Who makes it? What's going to be the name of the company?
I don't know. I can find out.
You better find out. We're going to advertise it next week. They'll be very happy. But the one that I'm being made now... All have adjustments. Everything I've seen and everything I've been asked about always have adjustments. How do you combat the Shem Yechata Degachol? It's a big problem. It's a big problem. Why is it a big problem? It is a big problem. Why is it a bigger problem here than it is with respect to even a typical fire? Anyone know what I'm driving at? You have to have seen a warming drawer to know what I'm talking about. A typical fire, you walk in, you have a range, electric range, a gas range. So you come with a blech. We assume, but maybe we'll talk about it next week a little bit more in detail. A blech is ketumah, it's covered. But what does it achieve? We saw the rhyme last week. It's a hecker. You walk into the kitchen, there's a big piece of metal over the fire. That's a hecker. You're not going to make a mistake and adjust the fire. The problem, Rav Osei, is it's very difficult, Rav Osei, very difficult to make an appropriate heker with respect to a warming drawer. Why? Well, warming, I'll cover the fire. What's the big deal? Where's the fire in the warming? Where is it? You open the drawer, and then down at the bottom, or some of it, is a surface, a cavity, and then in the bottom is heat, a hot surface in the bottom. How's it going to help for me to put a piece of tinfoil on the bottom? If I'm going to adjust it in some of the warming drawers before I even open the drawer. Who has a warming drawer in the house or their parents' house with the knobs on the outside? Never seen that? Never saw on the outside? You have to open the drawer first before, in order to adjust it?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, I'm glad you don't have the super fancy ones with the knobs on the outside. But even if you have to open it a little bit to adjust it, it seems to me you're still the tinfoil is invisible. So I'm going to adjust it up here. And the tinfoil is on the bottom. I can't even see it. The only way to even think about it is to have a tinfoil which should start on the bottom and slide its way up the top and then come up to the point where it stares you in the face. That's a logistically difficult thing to achieve. Yeah?
Why can't you cover the dial? Right?
Cover the dial. So covering the dial is a big tumult. For Moshe Paskins, covering the dial does not work. Why not? Because Chazal said you have to cover the fire. Don't tell me that now we should cover the dots, Rav Aaron Cutler said, because that's the way we adjust it. Rav Moshe is a purist. No. The halacha says you have to cover the fire. That's the only hecker that works. Boom. Hazor shteit nigros Moshe. So here, if you have the same cover, which will cover the fire and will slide its way up and cover the knob as well, somehow or other, or even just be a hecker, even if it doesn't cover the knob, it stares you in the face, I can understand that it perhaps should work. But other than that, it seems to me it's a big problem. Yes?
If the warming drawer is only used on Shabbos, you still need a hecker? Like, because you never turn the dials. So if there's only an on-off switch.
On-off switch I'm not worried about. I'm worried about dials.
I'm saying, so if somebody never turns on, you know, turn down dials.
I don't think what you're saying is correct. People use warming drawers. It was not a Jewish invention. There are hundreds of millions of Americans by now, tens of millions, who are using warming drawers 7 days a week. Why not? It's a good way to heat things up. Why not? You're used to your microwave. Okay, but this is a certain advantages apparently. Yes, sir.
We were just talking about where you can see the fire, so therefore he says you have to cover the fire if it's visible. And many warming drawers you can't even see behind.
Excellent question. So we should do better than that. If you're right, none of our modern inventions should ever require any cover. They already are covered. The hot plates covered, the crock pots covered. You don't see a fire. Good question. Excellent question. Here's the answer. Fakert. Any covering which is there because the manufacturer put it there and is there all the time cannot possibly work to be a ketumah because it has to be a heker. So if that's the way the cover manufacturer makes it, by definition it's not a heker.
No, I'm saying the fact that the fire is covered and now you're covering the knobs, for example. So there's no shema.
No. The covering of the, I repeat again, you're making a good point. Rabban cut the holes, so you don't feel bad. Covering the knob should prevent the Shem Yechata is a legitimate halachic view. But Rav Moshe and most posts reject it and say you have to do ketumah as the Chazal say it. The covering which was made in the manufacturer's factory doesn't work. And the cover that you put on the knob also doesn't work. You have to cover the fire in a way which is a heck. Hard to do that when it comes to a warming drawer. Maybe you can. You put a piece of tinfoil and you have to go slotting up and then you see it right away. That may work. However, Rabosai, there's one perhaps additional hope. And that is something which is called, Rabosai, Toch Betit. Anyone ever hear of that? I've never even heard of it. It doesn't come up on the Mount Mekarmis. Where is it? Somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Rabosai, since I'm a little bit late, we'll stop here. In the next time, remind me to start with this idea of Toch Betit. And we're going to try next week to try to complete the Yonim of the Siyata Deshmai. Okay.